What happens to those who are alive at the consummation? By Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. Question, lo, a secret to you am I telling. We all indeed shall not be put to repose, yet we all shall be changed. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51. What do you do with a passage like this that says clearly that not all will be put to repose? R.W. Answer. Thank you for your great question. It is helpful to recognize that this secret, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51, is associated with the broader context of the consummation, when God becomes all in all. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 24 to 28. This secret is applicable solely to those who will remain alive until the time of the consummation, which is still at least some 1,700 years in the future. According to 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 to 54, those who are alive at the time of the consummation will not sleep, a euphemism for death throughout the scriptures, but instead, they simply will be changed. Ultimately, God's plan is to remove death from His creation in order to bestow the fullness of His life, referred to by Paul as immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 54. Pay close attention to the when and then, as these two key words provide the timing of this secret. Also notice that this secret is prophetically associated with the fulfillment of the passage Paul quoted from Isaiah. He swallows up death permanently, and my Lord Yahweh will wipe every tear off of all faces. Isaiah 25, verse 8. As we see contextually, this secret is associated with Yahweh swallowing up death permanently and wiping every tear off of all faces. This takes place at the consummate day of God, and He will be brushing away every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Revelation 21, verse 4. Thus, the fulfillment of Isaiah 25, verse 8 is fixed for us at the end of the day of the Lord, Christ's millennial reign, in the beginning of God's day. The Hebrew word for swallow in Isaiah 25, verse 8 is to cause a thing to disappear and be no more. E.W. Bullinger, The Companion Bible. Thus, at the beginning of the day of God, Yahweh swallows up death permanently. As long as death reigns, all die. But once death is abolished, it no longer exists, being swallowed up in victory. Let me illustrate. You may have an appointment with the doctor, but if the doctor dies, the appointment is no longer valid. The death of the doctor simply invalidates the appointment. Likewise, the abolishing of death invalidates death's claims, its appointments. Thus, not everyone will meet death's final end. That is the cessation of physical life and loss of consciousness at life's end. However, death, whether the process or its end result, is a reality for everyone up until the consummation. Thus, those who are alive at the consummation, while having been susceptible to mortality, will not experience the grave, the end of the process of mortality. God's removal of death at the consummation will result in the resurrection of all of those who are dead in the grave, and the vivifying of all of those once dead, along with those who are still living. We shall all be changed. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51. Paul uses the pronoun we here, since when he wrote 1 Corinthians, he had not been given the pinnacle of his revelations. All of the resurrections and classes in chapter 15 are doctrines prior to that excelling revelation of the administration of the secret. So, of course, the prophetic secret of verse 51 does not apply to the one body, for Paul reveals in Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians a far greater expectation. We who are pre-expectant in the Christ, Ephesians 1 verse 12, attain to the out-resurrection, Philippians 3, verse 11, and will be roused and vivified some 1,700 years prior to the consummation. Along with Christ our head, we will be the only ones vivified prior to the consummation. What all of this means is that our secret expectation predates all prophetic hopes and resurrections. Our expectation comes hundreds of years before the Great Tribulation and the Antichrist, and thus precedes the so-called rapture, or snatching away, of 1 Thessalonians 4, as well as all of the resurrections associated with Israel's premillennial kingdom, the day of Christ. As glorious as all of these hopes surely will be, Let's not sell ourselves short of our advanced exception.